Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Well, here we are once again at the beginning of my time with you on this program, Psalms of Hope. Thank you for tuning in. You know, it's always with great anticipation that I plan and pray about my time with you. It's my desire that my program, Psalms of Hope, will indeed be an encouragement and a time of hope for you, wherever you are in this world. Which brings me to a verse that I love, which the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Well, so, even though you're probably not a Roman, I would like to assure you also that God does love you dearly too, and you can put your trust and hope in the Lord, and as the scripture says, ask him to fill your heart with his love. You know, there are times in all of our lives when things just aren't going right, and at times like these, you can't depend on your circumstances to encourage you, and you certainly can't trust your feelings to pull you through. But in the face of it all, you can ask the Lord to fill your heart with his love. So just for these next few minutes, I hope you'll stop a moment, let God bring his hope and his love into your heart as you listen to the scriptures, concepts, and wonderful music I have planned for you. I know God wants you to know that he knows what you're going through, and he has promised he will never leave you or forsake you. Well, on this program, I'm going to play a few of the newer songs from the 90s, some worship songs that I love. If you know them, sing along with me. Now here is a song of assurance. The praise and worship group sing, In His Time. Yes, Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time. Oh, how wonderful we can trust the Lord to make all things beautiful. As the song says, in His time. Sometimes it's not in my time, but it's always in His time. And yet I know sometimes we feel hopeless and ineffective as we try to overcome the adversities that come into our lives. And sometimes there just doesn't seem to be an easy answer. But I assure you, no matter where you live or whatever your situation seems to be, God will be with you each and every day if you ask Him. One lady wrote recently, "I felt God's love just coming at me through your radio program." Oh, I pray that will be also for you. You know, one of David's prayers that you can make your own is found in Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. It says, "Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you." Well, if you're taking notes, that was Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. A really good prayer for all of us. And as we read in the Bible, King David knew about problems. He had many in his life. He was sometimes in war. He was often fearful of the possible events of tomorrow. And then one day he made a decision to trust in God. Like us, he may have had to do it over and over. But he wrote in Psalm 42, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again. He is my Savior and my God." Oh, like David, may I encourage you to put your hope in God once again? Yes, putting your hope in God keeps you going when you feel like quitting. So let this song bring love and hope to your heart right now. Here are the praise and worship group singing, "In Moments Like These."
Lift up my hands to you.
In moments like these, I sing out a love song to Jesus. Oh, I hope you sang a love song to Jesus in your heart as you listened to the song. I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And my mission in life is to encourage you to trust God, to keep your hope in Him. You know, sometimes we think that all the people in the Bible lived great lives of faith and hope, especially someone like Abraham, who was called the father of faith in the New Testament. Well, part of the story is found in Genesis 15. And the early part of Genesis 15, we find Abraham inside his tent. The tent flaps are closed and it's dark inside. And there he sits in the dark, remembering God's promise from years before. But now it seems like it may never happen. Years have gone by and he's depressed and he's lost all hope. What happened to Abraham's faith? Well, then there is an interesting verse that gives us the rest of the story of this event in Abraham's life. It says in Genesis 15, 5 and 6, "Then God brought Abraham outside the tent and said, 'Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them.' And then God said, 'So shall your descendants be.' And Abraham believed God." So God had to change Abraham's position so he could see more clearly and believe again. What did God say? He said, "Come outside, Abraham, look up, see the stars, see if you can count them. And from now on, when you see the stars, you'll remember what I promised you and that I keep my promises." So too, when we're going through hard times, maybe we should take a moment and look at the stars and remember that God keeps His promises to us too. What are some of His promises? Well, first of all, that He will never leave us or forsake us. Another promise I love is that He says He is able to deliver us, and that His plans for us are for good and not for evil. Oh, His promises may not come through on our timetable, but God is trustworthy. If you feel your problems are insurmountable and there's no way out, remember, with God, He will make a way when there seems to be no way. So now here's one of my very favorite songs, and I play it often to remind me and you. Here is the Songs of Hope group singing for you, "God Will Make a Way."
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way.
Let's sing it together.
Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but His word will still remain.
Might be here tonight. You may think God has forgotten you about your situation, but He hasn't. The Bible says that we are inscribed in the palm of His hand. And heaven and earth may pass away, but His word will remain forever. And He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think tonight. Amen. Let's sing it.
Oh, God, make a way, yes, He will, where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God, hold me closely to His side.
With love and strength.
Oh, wasn't that song wonderful? Truly, God will make a way when there seems to be no way. Well, I'm still thinking about hope as I sit here in my studio, thinking about you, wondering how you are, where you are, and how I can encourage you to keep your hope in God. One of the things about keeping our hope I learned in childhood was to count my blessings. I remember my mom working down in the basement of our home where she had the washing machine. As children, we would come home from school on Tuesdays and hear mom singing in the basement while she did huge piles of laundry for us six children and dad. One of the songs that she would often sing from church was "Count Your Blessings." I hope she was counting all six of us as a blessing. Well, the lyrics of the song said we should count our blessings and name them one by one. I find that's a very good thing to do. Yes, when one aspect of your life seems to crash around you, you can still name your blessings. Even such things as a beautiful sunset, a hug from a friend, even the boisterous greeting from your pet dog can bring an awareness of God's care for you. They're all blessings, and we can name them one by one. But too often we don't take time to count our blessings, so hope can arise in our heart. Well, it's at those times we need to take a moment to be quiet, maybe in your car, maybe standing by the kitchen sink, even on a crowded bus where you can shut out the world and turn your thoughts to God to thank Him for life itself. You know, the Apostle Paul spent years in a dark, musty, smelly prison. And yet he wrote that when we have trials and temptations, we can have hope that God will bring us through, and we can choose to praise God in the middle of our mess. Well, there's an old song I love, and it says, "There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul." Let the words of this song minister to your heart as you listen to Fern Jackson sing, "There is a balm in Gilead."
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal heal the sin sick soul. To heal the sin sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead in Gilead to heal the sin sick soul, to heal the sin sick soul. Like Peter, if you can't pray like Paul, just tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all. There is a balm in Gilead.
Oh, yes, let Jesus heal your hurting heart. He wants to, you know. Well, before the last song, I said I would share some practical ideas with you to help you keep hope in your heart, no matter what's going on in your life. Well, King David in Psalm 37 has some very practical ideas for us. And when this program's over, why don't you take a couple of minutes and just read all of Psalm 37? But let me point out a few of the scriptures that David wrote. Right at the very beginning, he wrote, "Don't worry about the wicked." Well, that's hard to do, isn't it? But it's good advice. In verse 3, he wrote, "Trust in the Lord and do good, and you will live safely in the land." And in the next verse, he says we are to delight ourselves in the Lord. For me, that simply means to take time to think of all the good things that God does for us. He even gives us air to breathe. Verse 5 says, "Commit everything you do to the Lord, and he will help you." Verse 7, "Wait patiently for the Lord." And verse 8, "Stop being angry." Well, let's stop at this verse for a moment. It seems there's so much anger in the world today. Anger, rage, losing our temper are very destructive emotions. We don't have to be in such a rush to attack others or set them straight to our way of thinking. Yes, not only is anger hard on our emotions, but our body too. And then in verse 23 of Psalm 37, one of my very favorite verses, "The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, and God delights in his way." And then it continues, "If we fall, we shall not be utterly cast down, but the Lord will uphold us with his hand. What an incredible promise. That verse has been such an assurance to me in the difficult times of my own life. So if you're lacking hope in your life, ask God to help you have hope again, because now you know that no matter what happens, he will be with you the rest of your life. Isn't that incredible? Well, our time is over, and I hope you'll write or email me. The announcer will give you the information. And if you can pay for the airtime on your station, that would be such a blessing. We don't have any big organization underwriting this program. No, it's just listeners like you who want to keep this program on your station. So any gift, large or small, will help. I'd love to hear from you, and do remember to tune in same time, same place next week. So long for now. I'm Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will choose to put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.